called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary's show? This is the theme to Gary's show, the opening theme to Gary's show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start the whistle. Then we'll watch his Gary Shandling show.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. That, of course, is the absolutely hilarious theme to It's Gary Shandling Show, which was a groundbreaking show. That ran on Fox for a few years, and then eventually, you know, it led into him creating the Larry Sanders Show on HBO, which I think is one of the greatest television shows in the history of the medium. Garrett Shandling passed away. It's unbelievable. He's only 66 years old. He was one of my biggest comedy heroes. One of the funniest, one of the greatest stand-up comedians that ever stood in front of a microphone. He was incredible from the first appearance on The Tonight Show, and he killed his first appearance on The Tonight Show. Absolutely killed. And I've been watching, you know, every morning when I get home from work, I watch the Johnny Carson rerun from the night before that they show on Antenna TV. And I have not missed. I have not missed one since January 1st. Every single morning when I get home, I watch the Johnny Carson reruns. And Gary Shandling has made a couple of appearances in these reruns, and killed every time, killed every single time. And he became, you know, one of the regular guest hosts when Johnny would be off, made his name there. But then, really, I think took off when he started to mess with the sitcom form in general and you know, with It's Gary Shandling Show, and especially with the Larry Sanders Show, which is a show that is its influence in the world of television is immeasurable, really. I mean, just the stuff that they did on that show when they weren't doing it anywhere else, and it was stuff that didn't exist before that show. Now you can see its influence on tons of television shows. But when that show came on HBO, there was nothing like it on television. Nothing. There had been nothing like it ever on television. And to this day, it holds up. 20-some years later, when you watch these episodes of the Larry Sanders Show, they're as biting, they're as funny, and they're as deep and significant as anything that you'll see on TV. He was only 66 years old. Comedian, actor, writer, and producer Gary Shandling, known for its Gary Shandling Show and the Larry Sanders Show, died. The Los Angeles police confirmed he was 66. The cause of death has not been released. Since then, everybody has said that it has been a heart attack. Spokesman for the LAPD said that Shandling had a medical emergency on Thursday and died at an L.A. hospital. The influential comedian was not known to be suffering from any illnesses, and just a few days ago retweeted Kathy Griffin's photo of himself, her, and Bob Odenkirk. Shandling was known for his neurotic, observational humor, particularly about romantic relationships, and his no-holds-barred skewering of showbiz in his inventive TV shows. The Larry Sanders Show was one of the early pillars of HBO's original series strategy, garnering Emmy Awards and critical acclaim during its 1992-98 run. He was born here in Chicago, but spent a significant time in Tucson, Arizona. He started out majoring in electrical engineering before completing a marketing degree at the University of Arizona. Moved to Los Angeles. He sold a script to Sanford and Son and also wrote for Welcome Back, Kotter. He guest hosted on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and was considered to become the Carson's replacement. The show, also co-created by Alan Zweibel, was nominated for 4 Emmys. It ran until 1990, his first show. The show was noted for being one that would often break the fourth wall, with Shandling speaking directly to the audience. He played a version of himself, a stand-up comedian, aware of the fact that he is a sitcom character. And we just heard the self-aware theme of the show as well. The seeds for Larry Sanders Show were planted on Showtime in 1986 when Shandling hosted the Gary Shandling Show 25th Anniversary Special, which was a parody of the Johnny Carson-esque anniversary special. He starred and co-created the Larry Sanders, the Larry Sanders Show, and he said it at the at an office of a fictional late night talk show with Dennis Klein, who also helped create it. Shandling was nominated for 18 Emmys for the show, and along with Peter Tolan, won an Emmy for the series finale. The Larry Sanders Show was said to have had a lasting impact on television comedy, influencing such series as Curb Your Enthusiasm. It cracked several best-of lists, including Time's 100 Best TV Shows of All Time. Judd Apatow was among the staff writers on the show, who went on to become a major player in the industry himself. NBC offered him $5 million to take over Late Night when David Letterman moved to CBS in 93. He declined. He was also offered the Late Late Show, but declined to do that so he could do the Larry Sanders Show. He was also a formidable host. He hosted the Grammys in 90, 93, and 94, and the Emmys in 2000, 2004. And he has also appeared in the Marvel films. He was in Iron Man 2. He was in Captain America Winter Soldier. And I remember seeing those movies, and like he shows up, and it was like the audience would just brighten up. Dan, were you, when you saw especially Iron Man 2, he shows up in Iron Man 2, and I was like, what? There's Gary Shandling.
Yeah, it was just one of those like moments where everybody looks at the theater like, how awesome is that?
Yeah, how cool is it that Gary Shandling is in the Marvel universe? So it's unbelievably tragic. This guy was one of the funniest and most creative and smartest men to ever work in television, and the two groundbreaking, innovative, and brilliant shows that he put together, it's Gary Shandling Show and particularly the Larry Sanders Show, are just amazing. He was a killer stand-up. Like I said, his stand-up was phenomenal. He was one of the most consistently funny. His material was brilliant. His delivery was great. His persona, you know, just everything about the guy was great. He was one of my favorite comedy artists of all time. Now, if you have not seen Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is a web series that Jerry Seinfeld has been doing for a few years now, where he has a car, describes the car, and then gets a comedian. They jump in the car, they drive around, they tell jokes, they talk, and they go and have coffee, and they tell more stories. It's really wonderful and really funny and very entertaining, and you can check it out online. There are many episodes that are archived online. A few weeks ago, Gary Shandling appeared on Comedians in Cars, and it was a great episode, a really great episode. I watched it, you know, and then I rewatched it last night after I found out about Shandling's death, and it was just really strange, some of the coincidences that were mentioned in this particular episode. Jerry Seinfeld and Gary Shandling were best friends. They came up at the same time. They went through the ranks of stand-up in the 80s when it was right before the boom happened. They worked the same rooms, the Improv in L.A., the Comedy Store in L.A. They came up through television. They worked on groundbreaking situation comedies that changed the face of television. They were both working in the same lot at the same time. And they were really, really, really close. So this episode of Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld and Gary Shandling is the best one I've ever seen. And there are a lot of great ones, but this one's really special. And it holds even more emotion after Shandling's death yesterday. So I got a few clips from this particular episode. We have a couple of other clips as well. But this is the following three clips are about are from Comedians in Cars episode with Jerry Seinfeld and Gary Shandling. And this is the first one that goes back. They go back to the Comedy Store, which Mitzi Shore was running at the time back in that day. And they have weird and bitter memories about the Comedy Store and their time there. And in the episode, they drive to the actual Comedy Store. And this is them reliving some moments and remembering the Comedy Store.
There was a time when I was writing for Sanford and Son and then walked into the Comedy Store and there you were doing stand-up. Then I was just starting amateur night and Mitzi wouldn't give me any spots, really.
I worked at the Improv because she disliked me. She just instinctively disliked me.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, really? You and I were the two guys,
right,
who kind of had the notes, went and did the work,
right,
and left. And all that that went on, which we'll talk about when we get there, because you'll still be able to smell puke from 1978. I'm not getting out. It's always tough for me at the Comedy Store. There's a vibe that never changes.
Never.
Here.
It's hard. Let's deal with it. Come on.
This is a little uncomfortable for me.
But Gary, this was the kingdom and the power. In the 70s and 80s, this was the place you had to come to if you wanted to be a real comedian. Did you ever see actual cocaine or heroin at the Comedy Store?
I did not.
I didn't either. And we knew it was all around us. But Gary, I used to stand here and watch you.
This really is a killer. I go up on stage, and Jim McCauley from The Tonight Show is standing back here.
And he was the guardian of the gate.
So Jim McCauley says to me, "That was so good. How's next Tuesday for you on The Tonight Show?" And that's what changed my life. It's like every other person has passed away.
Either personally or professionally passed away.
That's right.
There you go. Them in the Comedy Store, it's kind of special to see them walking into that room. And they tell more great stories that, you know, you should see this episode for. And then they talk about the death of Robin Williams in a very sort of kind of, you know, telling fashion.
May Robin rest in peace. I'm sure, like me, you were stunned. I don't know how you found.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there watching CNN anyway, and they broke in and said Robin Williams killed himself. And I sat there, and I was frozen. This is totally true. And I was in that kitchen of mine. Then Wolf Blitzer says, 63 is so young. And then I looked up with a little hope, because I'm about the same age as Robin, right? And then I realized 63 is so young is a phrase you never hear relative to anything but death.
Right.
63 is so young to be playing in the NFL. You don't, there's nothing.
You have to die in your 60s for them to say, boy, he was young.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Man. Comedy hero and icon Gary Shandling passed away. We have one more clip from Comedians in Cars getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. And then we have some other clips to share about, you know, listening to, well, an appearance at the Emmys, which was very funny. And then him discussing the brilliance of the Larry Sanders Show. More coming up right after this. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yes.
Hi, on tape from Hollywood, the Larry
hey
Sanders
now.
Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Lovett, Maya Lovett, Steve Duchesne, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley.
Hank Kingsley. Jeffrey Tambor rules, and he ruled on that show. That's the Larry Sanders Show. Unbelievably, Gary Shandling passed away yesterday, and I was just playing some clips from this particular episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld and Gary Shandling. And here's another clip from that really great episode, and I highly recommend that you watch it. Here's another clip.
So when you did Larry Sanders, which besides being one of my favorite sitcoms of all time, you invented a certain kind of air on TV that had never existed before. There's a certain kind of air on I Love Lucy. There's a certain kind of air on Mary Tyler Moore. You created an original content form. You ever watch TV, The Office, Modern Family, and go, oh, look, they're still doing me. They're still doing that thing I invented.
I knew when I explained to HBO what I wanted to do, I couldn't say it's a little bit of this show and a little bit of that show. I couldn't even do that. And I mean, they thought I was crazy. I said, this doesn't even exist. The world doesn't even exist. What are you doing?
Who would you say this to?
What to other homeless people. About 8 months ago. I'm homesick. I was sick.
When a Jew doesn't feel well, he cannot repeat it too many times.
Even the Buddhist part of me was saying, you're sick. Melissa Rivers had a memorial for her mom. And I was not well.
I understand.
So I got home at like 10:30 p.m. and I was exhausted. I'd just gone through that. And I'm taking my suit off, like those scenes where you see where someone's taking their clothes off leading to a sexual scene, except it's just menswear. It's just my clothing. I get into bed, and I'm exhausted because I was not feeling well, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And I get in bed, and it's going on 11:30. And on Jimmy Fallon, they announced Jeffrey Tambor's on Jimmy Fallon. So I go, oh, I got to stay up and watch this. And I'm watching it, and I'm not feeling well.
You mentioned that.
And then Jimmy says to Jeffrey, how's Gary? And he said, he's probably watching right now. And they turn to the camera, and they go, hi, Gary. And I'm sitting there like this. Hey, Gary, how you doing? It was like, hope you're feeling okay. I mean, they don't know I'm sick or anything. It startled me. I was a little close to the TV. And so I wrote Jimmy a note that just said, please, don't ever do that again. What I want at my funeral is an actual boxing referee to do a count. And at five, just wave it off and say, he's not getting up.
Okay. So that's on Comedians in Cars. It's a really special episode. Really, really great. I got a few more clips here that I want to play. This is an Emmy presentation that that was made a few years back. No, more than a few years back, with Gary Shandling and Jeffrey Tambor. This is from the Emmys.
I asked Jeffrey Tambor to make this next presentation with me because I have not worked with him since we worked together on the Larry Sanders Show, so I thought it would be nice to have him. I'm sorry you didn't win tonight. You're okay with that, right?
Fine.
But your writers and directors won, so that's got to make you just... Would you do me a favor? Would you just say it before we move on? Before
say what?
Say hey now. I think everyone wants to hear you say
it. No, you don't get it.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That was a different time. I'm really not in the mood now.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's not my process, and that is not how I work.
Yeah. I have forgotten this part. Okay, then don't. Here from the OC is the beautiful Misha Barton.
Hey now.
You do the rest.
With Adam Brody and Benjamin McKenzie.
There you go. Hey now. That was the best show, man. Okay. Speaking of Larry Sanders, this is a clip that's on the Emmys website. Talking about where they interview some people who have done amazing work in television, historical work in television. And this is a clip from an interview that they did with Gary Shandling discussing the brilliance of the Larry Sanders Show.
And then we started to talk about the guy who hosts the talk show and realized that it isn't about a guy who hosts a talk show. It's the ability to have that world within which you could tell the story of human beings. And so... it was never about a guy who hosts a talk show. Some people say it's about a talk show. Well, that's okay, because that's the commercial veneer of it. But that's where the writer's room got tough, because I would walk in and say, what's it about? What is this one about? Well, Hank wants a shot to host. And what's it about? You think that's what it's about? What's it really about to Hank? That show really became a lab for a study of human behavior, and we were all somehow meshed at the right point to study it together, and we didn't have our name splashed on the studio doors, because I didn't want it to be thought of as a television show. And Roy directed... two episodes, and then I wanted him to direct a lot more, and he passed away. He passed away the second year of the show, and I was devastated. I considered quitting. I mean, I still am somewhat lost not being able to speak to him about this work or that work, and where I'm lost, and am I crazy or right about this moment. But I was, I'd grown up enough that I, you know, took those Roy London moments that were so deeply moving to me and brought them into the show.
His work with Roy London. And the last clip I want to play, this one pretty much sums up Larry Sanders. And we'll play it after the break. So we got a break here. We got the news. And then we got one more clip to play about from that same interview, by the way, which is available online. And we'll hear that. We've got a break for the news, which is coming up next. Morning. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are coming up on all of our regular features. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. We'll find out what's happening on Outside the Loop Radio this week, which is tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And Fly Jams Friday will begin. I just drank some water, and it went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, no.
And it's still, the residual stuff is still there. You know what I mean?
There's a couple of drops still lingering.
Yeah, because I was eating a sandwich, while the news was on, and I was like, when I eat during a break, I eat faster than I should.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
And so I was like chomping into this sandwich that I have here, and then I took a big swig of water, and now I've got it. You can hear it; it's in there.
You are kind of coughing and
you know what I'm talking about. This is happening to you, right?
Oh yeah, no.
So totally. it's in there, which is good because I'm gonna play a clip now.
Well, just shove it down
so I can. What was that? Straight out of context, coming up a little bit later on. So yeah. What was
it? Hear that about 7 days and 10 minutes from now?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well here's our final clip. We were talking about about Gary Shandling, the incredible Gary Shandling, who passed away over the weekend. He passed away last night at the age of 66, and responsible for two of the greatest TV shows ever, and particularly Larry Sanders Show, which was on HBO. He was a huge comic hero of mine, and we lost him. And here's the second clip I wanted to play from this Emmy interview that they did about the creation of Larry Sanders and how it was kind of misinterpreted by people. People didn't really understand it.
La-dee-dee.
The wrong one. That's the wrong. Sorry.
He sounds so much like Red Fox.
He sounded like Red Fox. He wrote for him.
I never knew that.
He wrote for him. He wrote a couple of episodes. No, this one.
I think Larry was absolutely struggling while the television side of that curtain revealed his real need to be liked. He was struggling deeply within himself to not be that guy that was struggling to be liked and somehow to be something deeper, and knew there was something deeper that he was on the precipice of. And he really needed love and wanted love, and he was our silly, impermanent lives that get in the way as represented in that show. There's a Buddhist monk friend of mine who's Vietnamese and has a robe and a shaved head and two burned off fingers. And I had him sit down and watch a Larry Sanders episode. And he said, "Oh, everybody should be the way they are in front of the camera, where they're open and loving with nothing at stake. But behind the curtain, everything is at stake and it drives them crazy." And he got it faster than anybody. I needed to hire a bunch of monks to write the show, because that's what they're struggling with.
There you go. Larry Sanders was a great show. Gary Shandling, man, just a huge loss to the world. So rest in peace, Gary Shandling. And a lot of his, his amazing contributions to the world and to the world of comedy, you can get on a DVD, you can see online. A lot of his stand-up appearances, especially his appearances on talk shows like Letterman and Carson, are out there as well. And if you're not familiar with the incredible work and the incredible stand-up of Gary Shandling, you're missing out. He was a comedy giant, in my opinion, and we lost him. So.